Well, good morning. Ah, I love coming in early and hearing that last hour of radio. Thank you so much. Have a good one. I'm Sam, and this is the Dancing Bear Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, DMMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio Show in Medford. I'm super excited about this morning because it's all inspired by, Bob Weir, one of the founding members of the Grateful Dead, is on tour right now with the Wolf Brothers. That's Don Wass on bass and Rat Dog drummer Jay Lane. They're going to be playing in Portland on Saturday night, and I'm going to be going and seeing them, and I'm super excited. So this hour is dedicated to that and them, but of course it's the Grateful Dead, of course. And just I was just like looking them up the other day, like Bob Weir and the Wolf Brothers. I Googled the Grateful Dead too, but like, anyways. And Bobby was like, yeah, we're having it, quote, "It is more fun than a frog in a glass of milk." Because frogs in glasses of milk are fun? Question mark. So this hour is dedicated to Bob Weir and the Wolf Brothers, and also some just like of my favorites and my family's favorites of Grateful Dead songs. So this first one, Gabe, this is Gabe Haddad, who's probably sleeping right now. That's okay. This one is for you. The first one we're going to open with is Bertha. Enjoy.
I had a hard run. Streets of Rome are filled with rubble, ancient footprints are everywhere. Well, you could almost think that you're seeing double. On a cold, dark night on the Spanish stair, gotta hurry on back to my hotel room, where I got me a date with Botticelli's niece. She promised she'd be right there with me. Really sure has been a long, hard climb.
See me, Queen J.
Wow. Good morning. That was three incredible songs, some of my favorite, and some of friends and family's favorite. So the first song you heard was Bertha off of classic Skull and Roses. And then the next song, so that's a shout out to Gabe Haddad. I know that's one of his favorite songs and mine. My dad can attest that when we saw Dead & Co at the Forum for the first time during the New Year's shows, I just lost my stuff when they opened with that song. It's a classic, Robert Hunter song. I mean, you know, like backed into a bando, which is like the space between like reincarnations, like to quote the song. It's, yeah, he has some wild lyrics. Like if you ever get a chance to literally just check out the lyrics of some of like stuff from Terrapin, it's crazy. Next up was When I Paint My Masterpiece, and then followed with Queen Jane Approximately, both from Postcards of the Hanging, which is The Dead Does Dylan, which is probably one of my favorite hours that I did the last semester of my radio show, and I'll probably be bringing it back. I remember my mom and I just... playing When I Paint My Masterpiece as we were driving towards Glacier Point in Yosemite, and my mom turns up the radio and she's like, this is my favorite song, because it's her favorite Dylan song, and then it's The Dead Does Dylan, so it's awesome. They put that into their rotation starting in 1987. And then Queen Jane Approximately, that and Peggio, oh my goodness, those are, and Desolation Row, oh, off of Postcards of the Hanging, those, it's just amazing. There's also a really good Queen Jane Approximately on the Dix Picks Volume 9 album, if you want to go check that, give that a listen. It's a garden, Madison Square Garden, sorry, not TD Garden. Might be confusing for the Boston folks out there. Madison Square Garden, and I believe in 1990. Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, so we're just gonna keep rolling with this hour. Keep rolling, keep dancing. Yeah, please enjoy.
We gonna share all of mine. secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, through everything I've done, Bobby's body kept me from the cold.
That was just Jack Straw from Cornell. I had to, of course. That's actually my dad's favorite opener of the Grateful Dead. You know, a classic Bobby song. Sorry, Dad, I didn't open with it this morning. And then Me and Bobby McGee, which is just a beautiful song. That was also off of Skull and Roses. And that, like, at the Fillmore East, and Bobby McGee, actually, it was such a beautiful song, and it's originally written, actually, by Chris Christopherson, if I have that right. Yes, I do. I'm very confident I have that right. But it was actually made really famous by Janis Joplin, because it was released posthumously when she, you know, she died. And she's actually the one who, my dad tells the story that she's the one who taught the Dead that song, which I think is just so cool. Anyways, it's getting to that half hour, and this is a public service announcement. I just want to say that the, so there's going to be a picket today from 4:30 to 6:30 at CARM for the Tufts Dining Workers. CARM is at 200 Packard, for those of you who like addresses. And it's really, it's being put on by Tufts Dining Action Coalition in conjunction with dining workers. And it's really to show our support for them receiving living wages. And most importantly, what we're fighting, what we're all fighting for right now in this like last step, is for them to receive affordable health care. This has been an 8-month long back and forth with the administration on their contract. And this is the last push. This is going to be the last step. And this is going to be the first picket ever on Tufts University campus. I cannot stress enough, please, please go and show your support. The action that happened about 2 weeks ago where students sent letters to Tony Monaco at Ballou Hall. We had 400 people show up and do that, and that made like a huge difference. The next day, a new contract was on the table. So we're really, I think Tufts Dining Action Coalition is going for 600 students and about 90% of the Tufts dining workers. So please, 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 please ask your teachers. This is, you know, to maybe get out of class if you have class. If you don't, you know, bring a friend. This is like something we all should get behind. So, yeah, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. today at CARM. I hope to see you all there. Amazing. And we're going to keep going. So we kind of started with, you know, like a little bit of kind of the Dead Does Dylan, which is kind of what Bobby and the Wolf Bros are featuring right now on their tour. And then maybe a little more classic kind of Bobby songs. And we're now going to take a look at some of his stuff from his live album Ace, which I actually didn't get a chance to play the other day when I did a Bobby hour. So we're going to come back around to it. So I hope you enjoy.
Tell Trying to make it through the night.
So it's been an hour of a lot of Bobby-inspired songs. The theme this morning is Bob Weir and the Wolf Brothers, because they're touring right now. In order, that was Franklin's Tower from Blues for Allah, from in 1975, this album released. And I love, I love when the dead play helps Slipknot Franklin. That sequence is so killer. Shout out to Alex Caporetta. That's also his favorite dead sequence. And then that was Looks Like Rain from Bobby's solo Ace album released in 1972. Classic kind of John Barlow inspiration. Just a beautiful melancholy love song. Just write you a love song from the letters of your name. We're gonna keep moving along because I have an epic closer for this hour of Dead, and it's gonna be a long one, but stay tuned. This is gonna be epic. I know we're on the theme of favorites. It's favorites day, and this is my favorite all-time closer of the Grateful Dead from the Manhattan Center, from their Skull and Roses album. This is Not Fade Away, Into Going Down the Road, Feeling Bad. You want to be tuning in right now. This is going to be amazing. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you next Tuesday. Enjoy.